Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have you ever wanted to fight a food critic? Because I thought about it. Today.
Did they go to like a first question is they go to one of your family restaurants?
No.
Is it something like that? Is it a personal thing or
no.
what happened?
Tana and Raven, I take my pasta very seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
As many people do in this area.
Uh-huh. And they have said the definitive polling has shown that angel hair, and I say this through them, not me.
Right.
Is trash.
Well,
they say angel hair pasta is trash, and it is the least delicious of all the pastas.
It's the most hated of pastas, is what you're telling me. It's the dumbest pasta that there is in existence.
They're saying it's dumb pasta.
Yeah,
angel hair, and
it's not my favorite. I'm not gonna lie, my favorite, but I'm not gonna say that. Like, I mean, it's not like I want to fight angel hair pasta. It's what you have when there's no spaghetti.
What are you gonna eat with your clam sauce? Well, I don't understand. Now we don't have angel hair and clam sauce.
That time, but we're not having that 7 days a week.
If I
had to exist on pasta, it would not be my choice.
In a nice pomodoro sauce with some fresh basil and some Parmesan cheese.
You think that you start talking with a little bit of an accent on the things and all of a sudden it makes it taste better?
Angel hair is delicious.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe that they would actually say that that is the worst pasta that is in existence. It doesn't make sense to me. There's so many more pastas that are awful.
Okay. So would you like to name a terrible... What is the dumbest pasta?
Linguine.
What's wrong with linguine?
Because you have...
I mean, it's popular. It's in a lot of stuff.
No, because you have spaghetti,
right,
which is delicious.
I understand
and it has
that.
Its place,
right. It has its place.
Fettuccine.
Right. Also has its place.
And you have angel hair.
Okay.
Linguine is like the middle sibling.
I always thought linguine and fettuccine were like the same thing.
No.
I got to be honest. I mean, I thought they were close.
Linguine is thinner.
Okay.
And it really doesn't have a place because like there's already a bunch of different varieties.
Yeah.
Linguine is like the stepbrother that like just shows up and you're like, what are you doing here? No one really needs you here. So that's what linguine is.
Common for seven generations living in one household there,
right,
and making pizzas on the side.
Yeah.
These are the conversations that are had.
Yeah. am I wrong here?
I feel like spiral pasta is the dumbest pasta.
Like rotini?
I feel like that is like, that's like you made that for kids. All right.
Well,
and you didn't make it because it was actually like necessary or anything like that. You made that because you were just trying to keep a kid busy or whatever. And I hate the cavatelli.
What
is that? Why do we need that?
Oh, you've never had my daddy's ricotta cavatelli.
But here's the thing. I don't know what's hiding in there. Maybe a bug got in the box. All right. Maybe something got in the fold. It looks like a perfect place for a snail to live. It's not for me.
It's not big enough for a snail to live.
I'm just saying it makes me nervous.
Maybe an ant.
Of all the pastas there are, that is one of the ones where they're like, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to set up a condo there like an Airbnb.
Cavatelli are delicious.
I'm just saying.
That's so crazy that you would even think that.
Cavatappi, same thing. Put it with them.
Well, cavatappi is the spiral ones.
Yeah, well,
those are important for toddlers because they can get them with the fork.
I just don't, I don't need that.
1-800-330-9999. This is a funny conversation. What's the dumbest pasta out there?
I mean, it's just
the dumbest pasta shape. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's the dumbest pasta shape? It's Anna and Raven. A poll found that most people think that angel hair, a.k.a. capellini, is, and I quote, trash. And I almost choked on my capellini with clam sauce when I heard that because I don't understand how anybody could say that.
You spit it up?
I was
snarfing a piece of clam would have been no good.
I don't understand. But with garlic and oil and a little Parmesan cheese, it's like a perfect thing.
You held back on the accent there. You were going to go for it for a minute there because you feel like as soon as you do that, you kind of smoke and mirrors, you baffle people, and then nobody will say, no, it's not
fresh
my favorite.
Fresh capellini, a little basil, fresh pomodoro sauce. You put a little fresh Parmesan cheese on top.
All right, relax. I'm not saying we need to get rid of it, but I'm just saying it's not my favorite.
Well, right?
I don't like the spiral ones.
Yeah.
They're dumb.
They're okay.
You know what I don't like? I don't even like it. What if they're multiple colored now and you're putting it in a pasta salad?
Yeah, I don't like
confession.
That.
Confession. I don't care for that.
So when they got those new ones now that it's like gluten-free and I'm like, no, I don't know what that is. I don't want
right.
that near me.
Right. Whole wheat. What is it? What?
Yeah, whole wheat.
Sounds sacrilegious.
I'm not doing that. I actually bought it once when I was trying to diet and I took two bites and I'm like, oh
nope.
my gosh.
Nope.
This makes sense.
I'll just be large the rest of my life.
Fine. The alphabet pasta is the dumbest pasta because if you have pastina, why do you need the alphabet? You can't even see those letters anyway. They're all mushed together.
Here's the thing. I know mac and cheese is not quality, okay? I know it's not good quality, all right? But all I'm saying is that when you have it in animal shapes and stuff like that, it's worse. That's what I'm saying, all right?
1-800-330-99.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
99.
Thing.
It's Anna and Raven. What do you think is the dumbest pasta shape?
The dumbest pasta shape in the whole world is any pasta that they put ridges in. It's disgusting.
Wait a minute.
Like
elbow macaroni
with ridges in it. Gross, gross, gross. Me and my kids won't even eat it.
Wait, rigatoni, though, with ridges. Rigatoni with ridges rules the world.
Sometimes I feel like ziti is too slippery on my tongue.
Rigatoni rules the world, ma'am. Right. I'm
ridges
sorry.
Ridges are disgusting. They're just disgusting. You want your pasta to be smooth. That's why everybody loves pasta, because it tastes sensuous and it tastes nice. And, you know, all this, and you put ridges on it. Disgusting.
And on Raven, what's the dumbest pasta out there?
Elbow. Come on. Macaroni and cheese. Sure. Garbage.
100%.
And the fusilini, forget about it.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Mac and cheese has its place. It's called college, all right? Or it's called when your parents are away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're making, right? All right? You got the whether it's powdered or squeezed cheese, you feel like you've accomplished something when you fed yourself with that.
But it doesn't even, taste good. It's, like, melts in your mouth like mush.
It's disgusting.
It's
like the MRE of pasta. It's true. It's just there to keep you alive.
You know what's trash? SpaghettiOs. Like, what is that?
Oh.
That is trash.
You're slapping Chef Boyardee right in the face now.
Chef Boyardee's the biggest insult to Italians.
I agree.
I thought he was going to call him a bum.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
I agree with that gentleman.
And Raven, what's the dumbest kind of pasta?
The shells.
Why? What's wrong with the shells?
Because, you know what? The shell is too much pasta.
Really?
Is there such a thing?
I feel like the shell is just, it's way too much. You know, the noodles are perfect.
Yeah.
You can kind of cut them and stuff. And then the shells, once you start cutting them, they're just mushy. They're gross.
So wait. So you're talking about big shells? Because small shells are good. Like, you got to have the small shells with the cheese. There's no way we're getting rid of shells if we're going to have cheese. If we're going to have cheese with the pasta, it's shells and cheese. So what size shells are we talking about?
Wow.
Large.
Gotta get
rid of the large.
No, I definitely hate the large shells. They're my least favorite because, and you want to know what? They're not COVID friendly because that means somebody had to touch them to shove them something in there.
Right.
And it's like, do you really need your hands in your pasta?
The manicotti? What?
The manicotti?
Yeah, that.
That, yeah. Thank you for the call. Hi, what do you think is the dumbest pasta shape?
Bow tie. It's unnecessary and it looks dumb.
Mm. What? What do you mean it looks dumb? It looks beautiful.
I don't want to eat clothing. It looks like clothing and I don't want to eat clothing.
I feel like kids like bow tie. I also like the bow ties myself, to be honest.
Do kids even know what bow ties are?
Kids can like bow ties, but I'm an adult.
But do kids even know what bow ties are?
Yeah,
remember the first time you got to explain to a kid what a bow tie is?
Listen.
That strange man that wears that strange tie?
No, but you could also say
there's
it's Minnie.
Some cartoon character that wears a bow tie, right?
No, Minnie Mouse's bow. I mean, how many times would I say to my daughters, like, it's Minnie Mouse's bow. These are farfalle. They're bows.
Whatever.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.